Code.org is a national nonprofit entering classrooms with its Hour of Code program. Students, or anyone for that matter, can spend 1 hour each week learning how to write the code of games, applications, and other computer programs. In the Roosevelt Library, at least 2,000 students will take the first hour. Daniel Sherrill with Rackspace and Rack Gives Back says it's an introduction into learning how to solve problems with code.
The idea is just to spark that interest in students who may never have ever thought of pursuing a career in being a computer programmer or learning how to code.
To make the coding more user-friendly, familiar characters from Angry Birds and Plants vs. Zombies are guided through a maze using a series of commands. David is a freshman at Roosevelt. He says he hasn't planned on going into a coding profession, but believes it will help him in any job.
It could benefit because, like, in the future, our technology will get a lot more advanced and this will start to get easier to understand, and it'll be like solving an easy math equation.
Stephen Williford, a multimedia teacher at Roosevelt, says this program has simplified coding, so it's easy to comprehend.
You don't have to type in. You can drag and drop it. You can get the fundamentals of what it means to do conditional statement, if-then loops. And once you're comfortable with those, if you can progress into it, you can go ahead and write it out.
NAISD is not the only district incorporating code. The SAISD is using a similar program at Highlands High School for freshmen. Joey Palacios, Texas Public Radio News.